Hey, it's Connor. Everyone, you are not ready for this episode with Sass Goldberg and Max Jenkins. It is so fun. And if this is your first time listening to the pod, welcome to the drama family. In addition to our weekly Wednesday episodes, we also have bonus episodes that we release on our Patreon, patreon.com/thedramapodcast, where for $5 a month, you get access to our Instagram close friends and extra bonus episodes between me and Dylan chit-chatting away about pop culture, love, life, drama. I cannot wait for you to hear this episode. Thank you for supporting us. If you love it, go leave us a review. iTunes, Spotify, follow us everywhere. Tell all your friends. We can't thank you enough for all your support. And happy Pride. Time for the show.
Press play.
Curtain up and now we're in.
It's time to take spin.
The shade and tea to spill.
Ooh, drama.
Oh, that's a tweet. Did they book?
Who got nom?
They option no.
Oh, I'm not well.
What star will we talk to today? Oh, that's a gag, honey.
Say no more. Drama.
Drama. Welcome to Drama, a podcast.
Drama.
Drama, you guys.
Oh my God. We're doing group. We're doing group ultimately on Drama
yes,
today.
Yes, it's a group episode of
and,
Drama.
Well, mm-hmm. I just want to also say welcome to Drama. You know, it's a podcast that covers theater, pop culture, love, life, and all that goes along with it. I'm Connor McDowell.
And I am Dylan McDowell. Connor, you were complimenting me before the podcast, and I want you to say it again.
You look refreshed. Your skin looks great. Your haircut looks amazing. And also, in the history of the world, we've never recorded a podcast where we haven't actually spoken before because you've been out of pocket off the grid in Myrtle Beach with straight people for the last 5 days. So you look great. Are you well?
I'm well. If I would have stayed a day longer, I would have been draped in a Let's Go Brandon flag and singing Hootie and the Blowfish and swan diving off of a boat called Black Magic that was docked near the place we stayed all week. But I had an amazing time with my same-sex partner, as I affectionately call him, and his family. It's really fun going on vacation with a different family.
You think it's fun?
Yeah, because like, you know, I feel like I would get annoyed with my own family, but like with someone else's, you want to be like a gracious guest.
Yeah, that's true. You're nice. Well, you're respectful and fun. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Did you eat a lot of seafood and drink a lot? Is that a Myrtle Beach thing?
Yeah, lots of
seafood.
Oh yeah, lots of scallops and lots of, you know, Aperol spritzes and all the good things.
Oh my God, Aperol spritz. It's 2017. We're drinking Aperol spritzes.
I know. Anyways, are you well?
All things considered, I'm well. Yeah.
Good. Well, listen, I don't want to waste a second.
We can't. The time has come. We've been waiting for this moment for a while. And I think our listeners have too, because we were promoing the hell out of it. And, you know, I was on a normal Thursday morning, just drinking my venti iced black coffee from Starbucks, no classic. And I thought of DMing Rohart Tramp, which is a thought I have often. It's a thought, you know, it crosses my mind. And I thought, I know he knows who we're about to introduce. I think we need to make it happen. And it was magic. And Ro said, I'll do anything you want anytime ever. And I saved that DM. But anyway.
You said, don't tempt me with a good time.
I'm keeping it in my...
Just to see if he has any new nudes. You know, any new nudes?
Are there old ones?
Well, I mean, every day, you know, there's a cycle.
Oh my God. Well, Dylan, do you want to bring them in or should I?
I do. Today, as we kind of heard a little preview earlier, is Double the Drama with our third duo ever. This pair seems to be always starting over. Each night is the stars of Which Way to the Stage at MCC, a new comedy about friendship, identity, power, and Adina. Our first guest, in addition to starring as Judy in the aforementioned play, is a writer, producer, and performer who wrote on staff as a co-producer for the final season of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. She appeared with Will Ferrell and Paul Rudd in The Shrink Next Door, and soon will be seen in Amy Schumer's Life and Beth. She made her Broadway debut in Significant Other by Josh Harmon and appeared off-Broadway in that show, as well as Moscow, 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 Moscow. I might have missed a Moscow there. You'll also know her from American Princess, Search Party, You're the Worst, and Odd Mom Out. You're gagged, no? Our second guest, who plays Jeff in Which Way to the Stage, recently appeared in Lucas Kavner's Carnival Kids. He co-wrote and co-starred in Unnatural Acts at Classic Stage Company, receiving a Drama Desk nomination for Best Play. On TV, you'll know him as Christina Applegate's pal and fellow real estate agent, Christopher, on Dead to Me. In Special is the hottie Tanner in season 2, as Deborah Messing's detective intern on The Mysteries of Flora, and in many other projects, including High Maintenance, Orange is the New Black, Social Distance, and the upcoming Cat Person. We're over the moon to welcome to Drama,
Sass Goldberg and Max Jenkins.
Because we're always dying of
I thought you were going to come in with some harmony sass, but...
No.
She's not warmed up yet.
My coffee hasn't hit.
She's not there. I've taken off and she's back at the gate.
Oh, don't you worry. I'm going to catch up to you. Don't you worry.
She'll come in.
You're going to eat my shorts.
Y'all, how are you doing?
Oh my God, drag us with our scheduling issues. You've been waiting a long time. We get it.
Doing promos. Sorry, we had COVID.
Our huge PR blitz for the play has been, you know, suffocating us.
I said this earlier. Y'all are the toast of the town. I think everybody has been tweeting. Is that still a thing? Live tweeting? Tweeting about Which Way to the Stage?
Live tweeting. We would truly put them on Patti LuPone blast if they were live tweeting during the show.
True. Very true.
Who do you think you are?
Do you remember that one performance of Godspell on Broadway where they invited people to come and live tweet the show and sit in the back row?
We had to ask, because our playwright, Anna, her husband, Nick Blamire, was in that cast.
He was.
That's incredible.
I've never heard of that. And I've never heard of this.
They were called Tweet Seats. It was like very 2012.
It sounds like the worst PR idea I've ever heard.
Wait, we're calling
this. Of the moment.
That is incredible. Wow.
Literally, you guys are the stars of the world right now with Which Way to the Stage. And we loved it. So I loved it too much.
I love that you loved it.
It means so much to me.
We're obsessed with it. We're obsessed with you for being obsessed with it.
It's one of those things where everyone who's seen it says, it was written for me. And you know that it's like, I felt like it was written for me. And so I'm feeling a little weird sometimes.
What was yours?
Wait, why does Which Way to the Stage have to end?
Literally, we were going to ask you. That was our first question for the pod.
That's your job.
For the host of the pod. Truly, you guys, if we sell out, then we'll extend. It's that simple.
I'm coming back.
No, yeah, it's just the fact that we had a COVID hiatus, little COVID co-vacation, is just not only detrimental to our run, but like just sucks that like it ate into our run so bad.
Yeah,
10 days.
Yeah, that's horrible. God. I can only imagine. And it was right after your opening too, right?
We had one performance after opening.
Okay. LOL. That's hysterical. I mean, but you know, better than soft are our theater mates who got in one performance before they had a COVID hiatus.
It was terrible.
Oh, that's such a bummer.
One?
They're
oh
back
my
now.
God. Yep.
They're back on Saturday.
Oh, great.
So are they bless in them. They're in that theater that's to the left if you walk in?
Yes, the black box.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
Amazing space.
Great space. That's where Moscow was.
And Space Dogs, Nick Blamire.
Yes.
Nick Blamire, who we obviously love, and his beautiful wife is the writer. Not that she's defined by being married to Nick.
No, of course not. No. But it's you can't not mention her.
They're beauty. An iconic
yes,
duo.
Yes,
they
yes.
are incredible.
This is Anna Nogueira. Is that how you say it?
Nogueira.
Nogueira.
Like a Brooklyn guy saying, I got Nogueira. That's how she describes it.
That's hysterical.
That's a good
It's a
line.
Brilliantly written piece, yeah. But I have to wonder, because even the dynamic that I'm receiving from the two of you right now, it's very similar to Jeff and Judy. Were y'all in mind when Anna was writing it, or did y'all just...
Well, just to take you back a little, I will say, I'll take you back as far as I can. Anna Nogueira and I did attend French Woods Festival for the Performing Arts together in, I would say, 1999. Okay. We didn't cross paths so much, but after her first year at camp, one of the directors called her to say, hi, Anna, just hoping you're considering coming back to French Woods this year. Max Jenkins is doing a lot of incredible work, and you could be involved in that. So I think you should consider returning to camp.
I never knew this.
Yeah.
To get her back.
And so she came, she visited to see me do Buddy and Follies.
Wow.
And honestly, she considered coming back because of my performance.
Had she already retired at this point from French Woods?
Oh yeah, she did. She was one and done. Uh-huh. I mean, Anna has more on her mind than like a year of breaking out at French Woods as Lola and Damn Yankees. Like, she has more on her plate than just that.
And French Woods is like a stage door manor, right?
I went to Stage Door Matter, so just want to put that out there.
That's why we hate each other and why wow. we're not Jeff and Judy in real life.
The Capulets and Montagues are shaking.
Yeah, both alike in dignity. Just kidding. Stage Door is not. No, but Stage Door like has air conditioning and French Woods has like arts and crafts. Mm. Like French Woods is like a real camp, like Wet Hot American Summer. And Stage Door is like truly
it's
indoor
artists.
Kids.
It's for artists.
Well, it's for nerds.
I can smell both of them. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
Yes, very different scents.
How old can you attend both of these camps? Like, is it high school?
Like 18, Stage Door, like 17.
At 18, you're a counselor in training, CIT.
Not at CIT. Stage Door.
Which just makes it a little less embarrassing.
I did not go that long, just to be clear.
So, yeah, Sass went once or twice. Right?
I went twice, 2 seconds.
Okay.
I went religiously. And I feel that it's why I'm even like remotely not an idiot is because I, you know, knew Sondheim backwards and forwards at a very young age. Mm.
Yeah, you were playing Buddy in Follies.
At 15, which is hilarious.
I want to just put my...
I know, I was going to ask, Sass.
In Stage Door Manor, I was... I mean, I don't know if anyone else has beaten this record, but I was in two shows at the same time. I was in the... not Stage Door Manor, she did. I was in the straight play, 12 Angry Women. Not to be confused, 12 Angry Men.
That's
not a play. It was rewritten from women. And also...
somebody went control fine. Yes. Changed them all to she.
No, you don't have to... It's jurors. You don't even have to do that. Great. I was juror number 8. Which is a pivotal role, and I was also...
But they were saying, sir, sir.
I don't remember. I can't imagine. Madam.
I'm
and then we did, I was in Sweet Charity, and I did the original choreography. It's not a big deal, but I feel like I have to put it out there.
What's that one dance called? The Frug or something like that?
Yes, but that's not... I played Nikki. She's not in that song.
Max, did Christina Applegate ever show you any of that?
Oh, we've done a lot of... Well, it was the Wayne Cilento choreography, so very different, true. You can imagine. But she has shown me several numbers. She's done a few of her dance breaks for me, and she's still a just fucking glowing performer. I mean, I long to see her charity. You know, I played Oscar at camp.
You'd be incredible.
I was very good.
Y'all are just, I'm sorry I'm just sitting here beaming, but the two of you, you know, Connor and I should give our show to you. I mean, this dynamic is like...
We'll take it.
it's like it was forged in the fire. Like, it is so unique, and I am just, I think the world would be remiss to not witness Which Way to the Stage, which is running through June 5th right now. Look at me being a SiriusXM radio host all of a sudden. But it's truly amazing, and there's so many ways to get tickets, whether it's at like a rush or the
DMing us.
Yeah.
That's the best way to reach me. I mean, I don't know, you know.
Yeah. I'll answer
great,
in 1 minute.
I'm not a great DMer.
Oh, I'm available.
Okay, so listen, we've been chatting about a lot of things, but I'm curious about something. Max and
Ready.
Sass.
Sass and Max.
Are you well?
You go first.
Do you want to take it?
Oh, no, you can.
You know, I'm feeling well to be with Sass, honestly. And, you know, I love to hear you say that we should have a podcast because I'm always pitching just ways in which I can be in close proximity to Sass. Yeah. Like, and she's just turning them down left and right. But no, I'm so happy to be here with her doing the show. Thank God we're back. Life sucks, but at least we get to do this show and completely disassociate from life.
Yes. A lot of disassociating happening.
And
yes.
Live in a good year for many of us. 2015.
2015. Wow. 2015.
What a gift. We can go back.
Barack Obama.
Right. The year I met my boyfriend. Yeah, just a very good year.
Pre-Trump era.
That features heavily in the play, you meeting your boyfriend.
Yeah, that's actually a pop point.
Yeah. Well, he's a similar to that, the hottie...
Mark.
Mark.
I'm Mark.
Mark was
not that
Mark's
Mark.
Hot.
He is. Yes. He's a hunk.
You both kiss him, right? No, Sass, you don't kiss him, do you?
It's actually really, it's so funny you say that. Thank you, Dylan, for bringing that up. I was just talking with Max and Anna the other night. I really, I feel I haven't gotten a lot of opportunities to have stage or screen kisses.
Oh.
So close yet so far.
So close yet so far. Always starting over.
With kisses.
I feel like I cut you off when you were saying something, Max. Was it about Evan?
No, just something about how Jeff and Judy like have a like life-altering friendship fight all because they were horny for this song.
It's actually the most relatable.
Well, don't give the show
it's
away.
A relatable plot point that I've never yet seen on Broadway, but it's really of the moment.
Well, we're not on.
You
Broadway.
Still have it.
Yeah,
it's coming.
Okay, I am. You're transferring it.
Tess, do you feel the booth? Do you want to go back to your old dressing room? Or?
I mean, I love my booth. I love dressing room six.
How do you feel about the booth for Which Way to the Stage?
I think it would be...
Good venue for it?
Incredible. I mean, we need to sell tickets. And unless I become famous very quickly, I don't know how we're going to be doing that.
I think that could happen.
You think so?
Absolutely.
The podcast, probably.
Yes, Tess has some projects coming
up. Listen, either the Golden, the Hayes... Or the booth.
I'd love to go into it. I mean, I love the idea of going to a different theater, explore. But the booth is the home.
Just for your own trajectory.
Just for
we saw a Significant Other, actually. You know what? We saw a Significant Other, and we're obsessed with it. And you, of course. Duh.
As am I.
And it was so good. And we were in the front row. I don't remember why. Probably we got, like, rush tickets or something. And after the show, Sass.
Iconically in the front row.
Well, I remember after the show, there was a dating competition.
Oh my God. Yes, I had to host it.
You were a sleigh.
Stop. Was it the audience coming up?
Yeah, we did like a bachelorette game.
Are they still together?
We were dying to sell tickets. Really, anything that we could get.
That was really.
It was like, I think we paid for their date. Actually, I'm making up lies. I have no idea what happened to them.
I think they were straight, which was also kind of fun.
They were straight.
How bizarre. Yeah,
that's crazy.
But I do remember, Sass, while you were hosting, you obviously spotted Connor and I, and you looked at us and you went, twins?
I did.
Yeah, we looked a lot more similar then.
So unprofessional.
I'll tell you why. My husband's twins, so I feel a connection to a fraternal twin in a way that I can't really explain.
Especially strawberry blonde.
A strawberry blonde husband.
Very good.
You're surrounded by strawberry blonde.
Yes, like Connor's really giving me. Adam, my husband Adam and Max have similar complexions. Really, Connor and Adam, I feel like, have similar complexions.
Extraordinarily so.
Yeah, maybe we should call him.
Connor hasn't been kissed by the Carolina sun, so.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. Yeah, sometimes. You're iconically married. What's that like? This podcast is very like roundtable talk, but like the View style. But
I
do you like to be married?
I love being married. I love being married. I mean, I think marriage is the absolute tits.
Okay, we got it. You're straight.
And how did you meet your guy? How'd you meet your guy?
I'm in college.
Okay, cool.
I mean, is it? I don't know. We've been together since I was 19, but he's the best.
Where did you go to school?
University of Michigan.
Oh, we're Ohio State Ever Buckeyes, heard of it? So this is troubling.
Okay, don't love this. Another St. Germain or French Woods situation happened.
It literally is. Yeah,
but I was not MT. I was straight T.
Oh,
this conversation gets straighter and straighter.
So would you tailgate?
Max is mad that we're not talking about him for one second.
I know. I'm so bored.
His eyes completely glossed over when you were like...
The narcissism.
Just the rah-rah of these colleges. Go blue. It's like so embarrassing.
I'm sorry you went to NYU and you don't have...
It's so childish. Some of us have stuff to do. Walking through the city.
And probably some debt, right? Isn't NYU like notoriously...
A little bit of debt, too. Some of us have debt.
Can I ask you a question that's honest? How do we feel about eating on the podcast?
Oh, go for it. I'll cut out any ambient sound or whatever, like...
Or maybe amplify it.
Dear listener, I'm eating a salmon wrap with soy ginger sauce.
From where?
This incredible restaurant. Shout out to Carrot Express. They are from Miami. It's absolutely incredible.
Where's the place?
It's Salmon Grill.
It's not. Okay. It's not. It's Flatiron, which I don't usually tend to often. But I will say, there are so many delicious items on the menu. It was one of those like...
You're working your way through.
And when I asked her what to get, she was like, well, you could do the Mario special bowl, you could do the pesto. She named 14 different dishes. So I started with the lemongrass salmon and I'm dying for thrilled. It. Well, you have your salmon.
Do you live in Flatiron?
No, I live in Soho.
Well, it's not really.
Well, we actually know where you live because someone doxed you.
Many people have doxed her.
Someone by the name of, as Luann de Lesseps would say it, Carol Radzivel.
Carrie Radzivel, my bud.
Carol did dox us. Neighbors.
Sass, I know you just took a bite of salmon wrap, but I need you to know that that is one of the more iconic things that I've ever seen occur since I was born. I mean, Carol is a New York legend.
What was iconic about it? Her casually posting us on the stoop? I want you to go into details.
Her casually posting on the stoop. The fact that...
Being obsessed with Which Way to the Stage, promoting the show.
I mean...
The fact that a pull quote from the Instagram caption became an email marketing blast.
Everything.
Love to see it.
Wow. That was a really smart move on their part.
My mind was going places like, has Sass been in her apartment? Has she been up the steps that have no railing?
The steps that have no railing. I mean, I met Baby. So there's that.
You met Baby? Wow. Which Baby? Because there were a lot of babies at one point. There was like a dog. There was a couple cats.
This is the dog baby. I met the dog baby.
Okay.
The golden poodle. She's delicious. She's lovely. I would have come up, but I was in the COVID mode. I was wearing a mask. It was not chill, but she brought me coffee. We went on the stew. We hung. It's very much like, how did it happen? I don't know.
Okay. Wow. That was my next question, but I'm actually obsessed.
Neighbors.
Yeah. And Max, of course, you have a close proximity to a lot of divas in your life. Obviously you're probably asked about Deborah and Christina all the time, but
oh yeah. God, I know. Can you believe how many iconic 90s must see TV ladies I've worked with? I can't believe my luck.
Wendy Malick, you did a play with?
I did.
Wow. Who's on your bucket list? Who would be the next?
We gotta hit Kathy Griffin, another iconic Jess Parker Shoot. Posey. Well, Parker Posey is the ultimate dream.
And I'm currently on the staircase.
Oh, fuck, suck, and ram. That's one of her lines in the staircase.
Is it one of her? Okay, yeah, she's amazing in that show.
Yeah, she's really good.
Haven't seen it yet. Don't talk about it.
Oh,
and then I would like to work with, I guess, Amy Sedaris, who Sass has worked with.
Oh, she's a genius.
Oh my God, beyond.
Max, I have so many questions for you as well, because while Sass is eating, I'm going to let her have her
no moment. Questions.
But no, no further questions. Your Honor. With everything that you've been doing in your career so far, what led you to actually want to be in this show? Because I feel like we started talking about the creation of it and the characters and everything.
A character like this, never. Are you kidding? Never comes along. What am I doing on Dead to Me? I'm like chatting with Christina for one line and then I go and sit in my trailer. Like, this is one of the best things that's ever happened to me.
It's very fulfilling.
I mean, Sass knows. We're
fans.
We're clowns. Well, yes, that too. We're huge fans of the play. But we're court jesters who pop into TV shows for 2 seconds. Like, these characters are gifts in our lives. Like, at the moment I read the play, I knew it was like once in a lifetime. It's such a good read. It's gripping to read. It's like a novel when you first read it. You know,
because have you been with it since the beginning or?
So Anna emailed me. I just lived in LA for 4 years and I was there and she told me to read this play and I was obsessed immediately. And she said that they were going to do it I missed one reading. I didn't get to do the first reading that she invited me to. And I was like, fuck. And then she invited me to do a reading in California and I happened to be there and Sass was coming out to do it. And we did it in Costa Mesa, California, South Coast Rep. You familiar?
Oh, I've heard of it.
There's a Wicked fabulous
Wicked was just
mall.
In Costa Mesa.
Who was?
Oh, Wicked was. Because, well, I work on the advertising team for Wicked, and their tour of Wicked, so I know where it's been. And it was at the Segerstrom Center for the Arts in Costa Mesa.
Well, exciting. They have some infrastructure down there. They have some incredible buildings funded by, I'm sure, very suspicious money. But the mall, South Coast Plaza, it reminds me of the OC because Misha Barton on the OC, she goes, you're going to South Coast Plaza alone? No, you need somebody to take you. Something like that.
Her acting in the OC will be studied in film schools for generations to come.
I study it daily.
I went to middle school.
Oh my God.
Not a big deal.
When I think the conversation's going to zig, it zags. Because, you know, I'm so curious about a teen Misha Barton, but I guess we all saw that on the OC, right? That was her.
That's
first
the other bucket list. It's Amy Sedaris, Parker Posey, and Misha.
It's pretty.
There it is.
She was like 11. You know what I mean?
She went to PCS across the street from us.
But she went to East.
I understand, but I'm saying something different than that.
Wait. Y'all went to school together?
LaGuardia High School.
We went to high school together. And Max is my prom date. He doesn't like to talk about it. It's weird. He's like,
are there photos?
I had a lot to say.
They are our photos, yeah.
Did you guys kiss?
Well, I sort of avoided Sass. I was trying to hook up with this other girl, Amanda Cross, all night.
He was not interested.
Yeah.
Come on, bisexuality.
Wait, did you guys hook up in high school?
I wouldn't call it that. I would call it
deep closet. Hook up?
Did we hook up?
Not with each other, but in general at LaGuardia. Was it famous?
I never kissed one person at high school.
Sass had a lot of hot boyfriends, though, outside of the school.
Thank you. But they didn't go to high school with me. I had several hot boyfriends.
Sass was very heteronormative. She wore hoops. Like, she had a hottie boyfriends.
I'm pretty basic. Wow. You know, I've been married. I like met my husband at 19. It's like I'm pretty.
You contain multitudes. You have it all.
I do, but a big multitude of me is being very basic and simple.
It's hot though.
Cool.
It's sexy.
Are you a monogamous queen? You're a monogamous queen.
They're so open. Monogamous. They're wide open.
That's where it zags again. Right?
This would be the podcast where you'd share.
They go to the bar and they say, "We saw
we
you."
Swing. No, we they were swing. Very monogamous.
Key parties.
We have kids. I have two kids. You can be open and have kids, but I do have 2 kids.
You do. Right, I knew you have a daughter because I saw that on your Instagram. 2 daughters. Oh my gosh. How amazing.
Goldie and Alice.
Do they come see the show that they're young? Or?
Goldie's come to the theater a bunch of times. She played on the stage.
She made a picture of Sass and said, you always have to have it on the stage.
She's like, we were like, and I was like, I'm gonna put it in my dressing room. She goes, no, it has to go on the stage.
Like the ghost light.
So she's every named Goldie night. for your maiden / performing name.
You got it.
Look at me.
It's also just an incredible first name.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
That is.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, wait. So you knew each other in middle school. So in creating
high school. Sorry, we met at 13.
She knew Misha Barton in high school, not That's, me.
Yeah. Easy to
Misha Barton in middle school, Max in high school.
I meant to say that.
Yeah. Okay. So because these characters obviously also have a big history in Which Way to the Stage, do you in a way just think that the background was the real life that you lived together?
Well, we always do have to go back to the text. And they went to BOCO together in the play.
Oh, that's right. Okay. How could I forget?
But yes, it's very helpful as an actor to play upon. It's very hard to fabricate. I'm very allergic to like fabricated friendship, particularly on stage, or like so hand holding and like, you know, swaying together.
There's a picture of the neighborhood.
We always do that song for Smokey Joe's. But it's very easy, thankfully, that we have such a history to like, you know, argue, fight, kind of being a little bit of an...
But now that I think about it, I feel like, okay, so we were at BOCO. I feel like Jeff was not out freshman year. Like, I feel like he might have been out-ish, but, like, there's a chance they might have kissed.
I love that for them.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
It's, like, part of their history.
Let's bring that to tonight's
program. Okay, let's do it. We need a new layer.
Lucky audiences.
We're getting stale.
Lucky.
Okay, I'm buying a ticket. I'm coming.
You need to see this.
You know what I'm realizing? We're talking about hundreds of things, but we do like to ask all of our guests one thing. And since we're talking about high school, we're talking about middle school, we're talking about Misha, we're talking about Max, we're talking about Sass, we're talking about Goldie. We do like to know about the moment you realized you liked the arts in general. Like, it could be just enjoying it or it could be performing it. We borrow the term from Fun Home. We call it the Ring of Keys moment.
In a moment like it is actually... happens in the show. The character that Evan Todd plays literally describes his Ring of Keys moment when he sees Chicago.
He does, Ring of Keys Chicago. Yeah. Do you want me to go first? Yes. Or do you want to go? I actually remember the exact moment where I said I want to be an actress. No. I was 7 years old and I was at Camp Yomi, which is a day camp, and it was lip sync day at this day camp. And I was not talented. I was.
Where is that video? Life is a mystery.
Exactly. I was not talented in any sort of capacity. I mean, I there was no talent that had been unlocked at this moment. But my counselors, I was very, very short and small, and they were kind of like thought that was adorable. I was the smallest girl in the bunk, and they decided that we would do like a Madonna compilation, and they made me Madonna, not because of any talent, not because of any worth, but because they thought I was small and I fit into the costume. And a la, I was Madonna. I was terrible. I was not committed. I was giving you dead face. It was bad. And we had a dress rehearsal and I was stung by a bee and I had to go to the infirmary. And I went there for like 3 hours. In my mind, it was 3 hours. So in that moment, someone had to step in as Madonna as a pivotal central role to the lip sync.
Sutton Foster. Here we go.
Sutton Foster.
Where's Aaron Dilley? Come on, Aaron Dilley.
Jessica Pierre Vicente stepped in.
Wait, I know Jessica. She went to high school with us.
Okay, so then it's not Pierre Vicente.
It's a different one.
A different one.
Okay.
I think her name is Jessica Pierre Vicente too, but she did go to high school. Blonde, lovely, not this girl. She was maybe lovely. She was 7 years old. She steps in and she was incredible. Like truly,
you saw this?
So I come out, the camp had a big hill. I'm coming over the hill with my Band-Aid, very kind of much. I'm looking for sympathy.
Running to the stage.
I think everyone's going to welcome me with open arms. And they start a chant. Do not let Sass come back. Yes, I told the story. You never heard the story?
No.
Do not let Sass come back. Do not let Sass come back. And I don't blame them.
Under no circumstances, you let Sass come back.
She was much better than me. And I remember being so embarrassed and so horrified and feeling wronged that they replaced me that I was like, oh, we're going to win fucking lip sync night. And we didn't. I came in second place, but I turned it on. And I remember in that moment, like that feeling of doing it, actually committing to it and being okay if people laughed at me and being okay if people thought I was funny or silly or stupid and saying, I want to do this. And I didn't even tell my parents. I remember getting off the camp bus and the camp director was like, well, you should have seen our little Madonna today. And my dad had no idea what they were talking about because I never even told him I was doing that.
Wow. But you don't you feel that Jessica actually should have done it?
Yes, absolutely. I think I did her.
There's a lot of layers.
Sounds like she had something that was really squelched that day.
She did. When my moment, when my rising from the ashes, I squashed
her. Fall.
I made her small.
Fall from grace.
Yeah.
Dylan, you're right. There are so many layers to that story. My only question, Sass, is why weren't you at the Madonna boot camp for the biopic with Florence Pugh, with Alexa Demi, with...
I have that question as well.
they wanted me to. It was hard with my, I had just had my daughter, and so it was impossible to schedule it.
Fair enough.
Sass and Alexa Demi were neck and neck for a second.
I mean, it's Alexa Demi, right?
Similar type, for sure.
I think it's Alexa Demi, probably. Right? Yeah, clearly. Yeah. Did you see the video of her talking about her favorite Madonna song?
Of course.
Yeah, it was like, it was an obscure...
It's like read between the lines, honey. She got it.
What's your favorite Madonna song?
Can I live to tell the secret I have learned? And then it will live inside me.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Watching two best friends sing reminds me of in Significant Other when Gideon Glick and Lindsay Mendez sing a little Celine.
And a good tidbit is me, I officiated Gideon's real wedding, and we ended the ceremony all singing that with cue cards.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry. That's a little tidbit for listeners.
Now, so tell me, was it hard to get the rights to that song for Significant Other? Do you know? Do you have to write Celine?
I don't think it was easy. I think there were other things that were harder to get than that.
Really?
Yeah. There was another thing. We used a lot of music. We used you that did. Tracy Chapman Stand By Me.
Oh, my God. And Tracy never gets the right
song. I Hope You Dance. That was like a wedding song. Yeah.
You guys didn't dig deep. Yeah. You went with the hits.
Well, I think the idea was Kiki had like the wedding basic song. Taste. Yeah.
Yeah, Kiki was a cool girl. Did you have a good experience being on Broadway?
I did. I had a great experience. It was great. I met Gideon. I met Rebecca. I met Lindy. I met John Bell. I met Luke Smith. I met Barbara Barry. I mean, the list goes on.
Oh, my
God. She's really nervous that she's going to pick favorites, so she had to mention every cast. I know. I like Gideon, but I like the other people, too.
Well, of course. Wait, Gideon posted an Insta the other day, and he looks fine as hell.
So hot right
now. He's having a time.
It's like, we get it. You have long hair.
Did you all watch the other two, season two?
Yeah.
Beyond.
Helena.
Well, of course.
Helena.
Yeah, and what's our the connection queen with Helena there? I know High Maintenance, right?
Well, Sass went to college with Helena, and that's before I ever met her. But the day we started High Maintenance was the day I met Helena, and we embraced, and we were best friends from that moment.
She's the funniest woman on the planet.
She is.
Okay, well, I love her. I'm right here.
We absolutely love her. She agreed to do our podcast via a cold email.
She's the best.
A year ago.
She gave it. You have this too? This is a plant that she
gave. She didn't give me anything. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, she gave this plant to both of us company night.
I was telling her that I was going to see you guys today, and she very casually, I mean, she truly in the slowest way possible, she was like, I met them. I did that podcast. It was so fun. And I was like, what? You've done it? I like thought I finally had something on her, but no, she got here first.
I love the idea of someone saying like, I did their show. Oh, I like, that's show. To me, that's like my so dream. Fun.
Okay. Well, she loves you. She loves the McDowells.
Okay. Enough about me.
Wait, Max, I need to know, do you have a Ring of Keys mom? Oh. An ROK?
I meant to think of one while Sass was going on and on and on about Campione. No, but I was just so enthralled with the story that I didn't even think of one for myself. No, I truly have never had that moment, which is so dumb, but like, I just have never not been an actor. It's like that boring. Like I getting the laugh has been meth to me since I was I have a kindergarten moment of like being Miss Trunchbull. Like I wrote like a little play to be Miss Trunchbull and Matilda, and the laughs, honey, were out of this world. That's like the earliest laugh I can remember getting.
You'd be an incredible Miss Trunchbull.
Oh, I forgot that that's played by a guy.
You'd be incredible.
I didn't know. I've never seen it. Is it fabulous?
I'm thinking of the movie, really.
Right, yes.
I honestly didn't see the show.
No,
the stage adaptation is wonderful.
I've heard.
It's very clever.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. And Leslie Margarita is another queen of mine. So I'm remiss that I haven't seen it. We did a pilot together.
Max, I feel like that is so, that's very like Valerie Cherish and the comeback of you to live for like the applause and the laugh.
That's the only compliment that exists that I would ever register in my brain. So thank you.
Val's on my mind because before we started, you were like, Jane, you know.
Just in case we say anything, oops, Jane can't use that. No, Valerie Cherish is my diva of all time, forever. Like, she's within me, always.
You'd play her in Snatch Game.
I play her in Snatch Game, by far.
Yeah. Now, is this show the first time you've ever done drag?
Yeah, can you tell? Oops. No.
No.
No, I don't have it in me. I wish that I had more beautiful grace and elegance inside of me and charisma and uniqueness. But I, you know, no, I have uniqueness. I just don't have... What don't I have? Don't have that, like, just grace. You know, I'm learning it. I'm learning it every night during the show.
I saw that Queens consulted on, was it the makeup or the, what was the storyline there?
Domino is our guru, basically just trying desperately to help us do drag. And
our makeup helped shape our drag.
And Lord knows they had an uphill battle. Honey. They were fighting for their lives, trying to figure out how to teach me to do lip liner.
I'm going to read you my instructions for my drag makeup because it's like done in a way that's like, do not fuck this up. Powder brows, up, rainbow. Powder brows.
Press, don't rub.
It's very...
Press, don't rub. My God. You do it yourself?
Yeah.
Times are tough.
Off-Broadway. Yeah. It's off-Broadway.
Times are shitty.
Pretty sure they couldn't get worse. But Domino, we had Domino for like 2 days, like dress rehearsal and first preview. And just the fall from grace, like from that to the next day when we did our makeup by ourselves. Although we have Devin, who's my incredible dresser, who is helping me extraordinarily.
There used to be a line that Judy says about Jeff. It's like, he's incredible at the makeup stuff, the wig stuff, all the externals, which has
that line
been
was cut.
Cut for time, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, now one more thing about the show that I wanted to mention, because when I saw it, I noticed, and maybe this is like, you know, something that audiences are supposed to pick up on too. You never call her by name, say for one moment in the show. And maybe this is a question for Anna, but what does that signal to the two of you?
That we don't want to see Adina in court, honey. We want to see her in her beautiful performances. We don't want to see her from across the aisle in court.
I don't think it has to do with that. I think they she's godlike to them. So saying her name is not something they do often. But Judy pulls out the big guns in the middle of their big fight.
It was very like, you know, Smash. Like they were all about Marilyn. What would Marilyn do? What's Marilyn going to be up to?
Well, I have a question for the two of you. Who do you see in audition rooms?
You know, I saw the moment that Gideon was blacklisted from a commercial casting director's office. And it remains one of the best moments of my life. Not because he was out of the competition, but just because it was so funny. And Gideon was just very straightforwardly, I hope he hears this. Unfortunately, now he has to listen to all our press and he's going to listen to this. But he has to comb through for just references to himself.
I'll tell him.
He'll get a Google alert.
This woman, Gideon, very straightforwardly and hilariously was like, I can't wait here any longer. I have an appointment. I have to go. And she said, you're never coming to this office again.
I don't want to do something.
What? Yes. It was one of the funniest things ever happened to me. I don't know that Gideon would call it that.
I'm calling him immediately after this to talk about this.
We haven't talked about this?
I don't think so.
Oh my God, it's so brilliant. And just, he just handled it so well because she was so insane. He was just like, oh my God, okay. He was so...
I'm going to pee my pants.
He was so balanced throughout the whole affair. I was screaming in the corner. You're never coming into this office again. She needs help, this woman. Yeah.
Sounds like it.
I'm going to pee my pants.
Yeah. By the way, we had already been waiting for 2 hours.
It's only going to be one office.
And he was the height of politeness. He was like, I'm so sorry. I have an appointment. She's like, you're never coming here again.
He has the most delicate voice. Like, I'm not into ASMR, but if I were, I would think I would want it to be his voice.
I'm so upset I haven't seen this.
Delicious person. Anymore. We were supposed to have lunch today, but I canceled. So we're doing it. Not next. He's in Fire Island next week. We're doing it.
Top of mind.
He was a full supporting character in the Spring Awakening doc, and that's actually my dose of drama for today that I'll...
There is nobody better than, other than Max Jenkins, better than Gideon Glick. He is just the greatest.
He's perfection.
He's truly the fucking greatest.
He went to French Woods as well.
Oh my God, there's a roster of alumni.
Well, between Stage Door and French Woods, it's everybody in the biz.
Yeah, I know Jason Robert Brown was a French Woods guy.
Yes, he was.
Yes, but... Yes.
Adam Levine of Maroon 5. Actually, the whole band.
Oh my God, all five of them.
Yes, all five. Collect them all.
Okay, so unfortunately, this fun has to come to an end. Kind of.
No, I'm so. I feel like I need to ask Sass something. Did you meet Casey Wilson on Shrink Next Door?
I did. We're working on a project together right now, separate project, but we did meet. Oh my God. We're friends now, and she's the fun. She really is one of the funniest texters I've ever experienced.
Oh, I'm obsessed with her.
She's a queen, and happy endings is my bible. Mm.
She posted about the show. Because I sent her some. She wasn't able to come to New York, and so I sent her some drag clips, and then she's like. She posted about it.
She's a girl's girl.
Listen. And so did Jay Smith Cameron.
Wow.
Jay Smith Cameron's a fan.
Everyone needs to be posting about the show.
All I need to do is see it.
They just see it, though, really is the kind of the caveat.
We need the audience to buy the album.
Yes.
Anyone can take the reservation.
Okay. Well, listen, they are going to, once they hear this episode, and also because I don't think this is the end. This is not the end.
Do you have witch vibes? Are you witching?
I know. Our grandma was psychic. Yeah, our grandmother was psychic.
Do you believe
okay.
me?
Okay, love that.
She knew we were gay at a young age. I mean, come on.
I'm get much feeling that you're gay.
I don't know if that's psychic. What an incredible woman.
Incredible. Unfortunately, she passed before I like bought into like the stars and astrology and everything.
Well, that sucks because I wanted to ask her if we were going to transfer.
Yeah. It didn't really work out for us.
Yeah.
Bummer. Wait, I have to say something. I know Adina's social media manager.
She was supposed to come last Tuesday, if that's what your question was. And we were closed for COVID.
She had too many obligations with Encore, her QVC line.
But no, she literally was supposed to come on Tuesday. She was here. She flew to New York. And now she's back in LA. It's absolutely devastating.
She sent us the most beautiful flowers I've ever seen in my life.
And a beautiful video. And she was like, I'm going to try to get there. But I know she's a kid and it's hard. And like,
she has Walker
Diggs.
Walker.
Yeah. So we love her. If she comes, amazing. But we feel her love.
Yeah.
I'm so upset about it. I can't even.
Yeah, we can't actually. It's very dark for us.
It's so upsetting.
She will see it because there is a future for it. And before the fun ends, we do want to end on a dose of drama. We've touched upon many, many
I need to tell you something quickly before you do your question. My breast is completely out of my bra. I just went to go maybe feel and my breasts are out.
Oh my God.
That's how much fun we've had.
Wait,
and if you can see the sequins behind Sass's head, that's a little spoiler. Good thing that the listener can't see them because those sequins are integral to our show.
Okay, sorry, they go are. On. I'm so distracted.
Sass, I was slowly taking my bra off this whole recording too, so it's fine.
I wasn't even taking my off. I just went to go like this. And I was like, oh
it's out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we just like to end on a dose of drama. It's just a moment where you can get something off your chest. You know, it could be a TV recommendation, a rant, a rave, anything that's on your mind. I'm going to go first in case y'all need time to think. Connor and I have been in booking hell with this podcast for the last couple of months because everyone who's told us that they would help us book someone has not come through on the telling us that they would help us. And my drama is this. Don't offer your help if you're not going to do it. It'll save you the time in the long run.
Be honest.
Just say you loved coming on the show. Don't say anything you ever need. Let me do it. Or just say you can't help.
Dylan, I needed to hear that because I am that girl.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're a generous spirit. You know, your spirit is generous.
I overpromise and then end up like pushing it. And then it's actually more hurtful to do that. So this was psychic because I needed to hear that information.
Well, it's just hard too, because I have done it. And then it's like, I hate having to come up with the excuse for why I can't help.
It's exhausting.
Yeah, you get me. You get me.
I totally get it.
My dose of drama, well, I kind of shared earlier, but I'm feeling dramatic that Gideon was only a supporting character in the Spring Awakening documentary because I feel like there was such a depth of stories to be told from him and many other cast members. And
one of my closest friends, Phoebe Stroll, had a great laugh line near the end.
She did. I think it might have been her only line they gave her, which is so sad.
Correct.
Leah was the star of the doc, which was shocking.
I love Jonathan Groff, though. I love him too.
I'm feeling dramatic also. This is like a multiple, but the Leah Michele redemption arc. Are we in it?
I'm ready for it.
You ready for it?
I'm so ready for it. I need her back in my life. I'm a huge fan. I listen to her on a daily basis. And that's all I have to say about that.
In the Glee capacity or solo album capacity?
Well, no, I'm very familiar with her solo work
Cannon
as well.
Vibes.
But just breakdown. I was scared to death. I was losing my mind.
You sound stupid.
In her work, I always sound good in Leah's songs.
I'm obsessed. No, I know everyone actually does listen to her. In fact, her versions of songs are pretty much better than the original.
They're definitive.
Across the board.
And if you say you don't listen to her, you're lying.
Okay, that's my dose of drama.
Enough Leah conjecture. Sass or Max, do you have a dose?
You know, there's a little bit of drama in my life, but it's like a fun drama. It raises the stakes of every situation. And it's this song I'm obsessed with from Suffs. And there's a clip of it on the public Instagram. And you can use it in any situation. And it's Jen Colella going, not this girl who stands before you now with all of the mistakes that she's made. This old fogey's time has come. Woman's time has come. I give my whole goddamn life for respect for my sex, and I will no longer allow. Anyway.
That's his drama.
It just raises the stakes of every situation in a way that makes my life better.
I don't know what to say. I'm stunned.
I'm stunned. Ultimately,
woman's time has come.
You nailed it. I need to look it up immediately after
this. And Jen Colella came to see our show, and we were honored.
And I told her last.
Any other LaShawn's? Has she come?
Oh my God, I wish.
LaShawn's has not come.
Well, LaShawn's is not available.
She's not coming. She hasn't come, but wow, would it be amazing?
I would die.
But we have had a lot of.
I think I saw that James Snyder went, right?
Jason Tam.
I saw that he came.
Jason Tam.
We really want standby for Adina Jackie Burns.
What's going to come? I don't know if that was during COVID era.
We would give her a ticket, Jackie, if you're out there.
Yeah, she's a friend of the show. She did the show.
Do you want us to DM her?
Yes.
I'm begging you.
We always comment on her stuff. Okay. Yes, queen.
But don't say something and not do it, remember?
No. We want Jackie to come to the show. She would. I think she'd get
the name dropped in the show.
Yeah, she'd get the biggest kick out of it. Yeah. And we saw her play the role on tour.
She's the button of her name is a button of a scene.
Yeah, we died.
Max, that song was incredible. I feel like it's an earworm.
Woman's time has come.
And Sass, do you have any drama for us today?
I guess my only drama is I wish Red Onions, we had a solution that was, I love them so much and I want them to be a part of my life. I want them to be part of my salads. I want them to be part of my sandwiches. And I feel it really repeats.
Is there a shortage?
It repeats on me in a way that I really can't eat them. And it's gotten worse with age.
You need to take a break.
It ruins my entire day.
Stomach wise?
Breath. Body, face, aura. And I would love to find a solution. There's nothing that Listerine
can do. This is a controversial statement, Sass. And she's worried that the red onions are going to dox her now.
Sass, so I know it ruins my whole day because I love an onion in a salad.
Oh my God, a red onion with an arugula? Are you kidding me?
Beyond. Delicious.
Come on.
Hello, someone else is coming.
Come in, enter.
Oh, hey, Bernie.
Bernie Chelsea.
We're literally doing a podcast.
We're giving a tour.
Well, they can come listen to us to the podcast.
Yeah, Bernie, do you have anything to say?
They're giving a tour for patrons, so we're going to have to wrap it up, folks.
Bernie.
Here I am.
Hi, Bernie. I'm Connor.
Hi. And I'm Dylan.
Bernie's here to sing Let Me Be Your Star.
Yeah.
We're selling tickets. We are doing PR. We're doing the media blitz.
Awesome. All the way.
Yep. These guys are doing God's work. These guys are really good.
Bernie, the search for the next Elle Woods changed my life.
For the better?
Oh yeah.
Yes!
For the better.
So much.
It wasn't clear. I wasn't sure in what capacity it changed Connor's life.
It introduced us to Broadway legend Hailey Duff in a different way.
Yeah,
it did. Sure did.
In a different way.
Love her. She has a great clothing store in Los Angeles, Little Moon Society. Oh my God, the cutest stuff. I'm serious.
I didn't know.
I didn't know that either.
All right, I have to go back to my tour.
Okay. Send our love to the tour.
It was good to meet you.
Bring them in.
I loved that. Guys, that was a gag.
This was so much. This actually was
you have to
so
keep
much
burning.
Fun. We can keep
you know, you have to keep burning.
You had a good time.
This is the most fun I've ever had doing.
I'm having more fun with Sass tonight. We need you guys to hang out with us always.
I know.
This was really fun.
It's good for a relationship. This was fun. No, it was beyond.
We would sit here and watch you guys forever. Thank you so much. Everyone should, of course, follow both of you on social media. Sass, you're at Sass Goldie, and Max, you're at Max Jenkins, y'all. And that's across platforms, right?
I believe so. Yes.
Yes. I'm not really active on social. I feel like I'm not really.
I'm trying to get her to retweet me. She's refusing.
don't give me your follow.
Sass, toss a retweet.
And if you're following them, obviously you got to follow us at The Drama Podcast. Connor is at Connor McDowell. I'm at Dylan McDowell.
It's incredible you got those handles.
I know. We got it in the
easy.
Ground floor.
And Connor, I'll see you next time.
Drama.